但是他怕说错了。That's
That's
okay.
okay.
大家可以教一下他怎么说吗？
Gemma doesn't want me to embarrass myself.
新年好，新年。
Well, it's always a privilege to share with you.
这一直是我的荣幸来跟大家分享。
And my wonderful co-host has told me this morning I need to be careful.
Who is your co-host?
You. Is there someone else?
Did I say something this morning?
Is there someone else?
他说我今天早上告诉他要他小心一点。
Not too many long sentences.
不要说那么长。
I'll try my best.
他会尽力。I'll try my best too.
It's always a wonderful thing to be with you. You are such a warm and loving community of God's people.
总是觉得很高兴来到这里，大家都是非常的那个热情，非常的友善。
And when I studied pastoral theology, I was always told the reason why a church is a strong church.
当我在学习这个教牧的这个神学的时候，我就经常被告知，就是为什么什么样的教会可以成为一个很强健、很强壮的教会。
So I learned that a church is always, almost always, a reflection of its pastor.
这个教会通常都是一个跟针对这个牧师的一个反应，就教会怎么样，就是要看这个牧师怎么样。
And even more likely, now I'm giving you statistics here.
我现在给你们一些数据。
The statistics say that a strong church is almost always because of a strong pastor.
这个数据显明一个很强壮、很好的一个教会，通常都有一个很好的牧师。
And the ladies will like this next one.
然后这些女士们就会这么说。
And even more so if he has a wife who is strongly committed to supporting him, like
通常也会这个牧师也会有一个非常的这一个投入去敬虔的一个太太。
Now this is true. This is statistically true. So sorry to embarrass you, Pastor Frank.
不好意思让你们尴尬了一下，但这个就是事实。
But I think our pastors should be encouraged and supported, and we should get behind them, and not ever criticize them.
所以我觉得我们的牧师真的，我们要多多的鼓励支持他们，而不是去批评论断。
So anyway, that didn't have anything to do with the topic, except for that sometimes pastors suffer too.
那个刚刚我们说的跟我们今天的主题没有太大的关系，除了有些时候这个牧师也会受苦。
But if I ever hear that you're having trouble,And Pastor Frank says, my congregation is a trouble, not that he'd say that. I'm going to come back.
当那个牧师我们的梁牧师跟他说教会有问题、有难题、有麻烦的时候，他就会再回来了。
No, I'm sure that will never happen.
我相信这个不会发生。
Well, my sermon today, I believe, will be encouraging and also...challenging as we think through why does God allow suffering?
我相信今天的主题是会非常的鼓舞人心的，也是会非常的挑战大家的，因为我们经常会思想这个主题，为什么神会允许苦难的发生。
It seems like a strange title to start a new year with, where we want to feel encouraged and we don't want to think about all that bad stuff.
这听起来是个很奇怪的主题，就特别在新年开始的时候，我们都希望可以听到一些好的一些那个积极的一些方面，而不是受苦。
But as the new year begins, the horrors of last year continue for many people.
但是当新年开始的时候，对于很多人来说，就是从去年一直延续下来的这些一些恐慌还在继续的蔓延。
We see suffering in Israel, in Palestine, in so many parts of the world.
我们看到在世界各地，以色列啊，巴勒斯坦啊，各地都有很多的这些苦难的发生。
In Myanmar and Ukraine, ongoing wars.
在这个缅甸还有乌克兰，很多的这些地方。
And where is God in all of this? We cry out to God, and God. Does nothing.
我们在呼喊神，神你在哪里啊？神好像没有所作为。
For the ministry we work in, helping the suffering church around the world, this is a question we get asked all the time.
对于我们的这一个事工，就是我们的这一个辅导，帮助这些灾民的一个事工来说，我们经常会被问到这样的问题，就是神究竟在哪里？
It's the single question I get asked more than any other question.
这一个问题，单单这一个问题就比所有其他的很多问题都多。
And I don't always have the right answer for everybody.
我也不是经常有这个正确的答案对每一个人。
I think the biggest question for people isn't so much why is God not responding when we suffer?
我想这个问题就最大的一个问题对很多人来说就是为什么神允许这个苦难不断的发生。
The biggest question for all of us, why does God allow the innocent to suffer? Children.
可能我们更大的一个问题就是神为什么允许这些小孩子这些无辜的孩子这些人去受苦。
Now, I have a sermon specifically on answering this question, why God allows the innocent to suffer, but Maybe I'll bring this one next time.
我有一篇讲到是有关为什么神允许这些无辜的人去经历这些苦难的，但是可能下一次再跟大家分享。
But as I was walking with people in suffering in Ukraine some months ago, the Lord laid this passage on my heart.
当我在几个月前我在乌克兰跟一些就是 经历遭受痛苦的一些人在散步的时候神就让我看到了这个。
Because somebody asked me, how does the Bible make sense of this evil that we're experiencing? Ongoing, God does nothing.
因为有人问我神为什么会允许这些不断这些不断是在恶化的这些很多的这些这些罪恶的事情发生，一直持续不断的发生。
And this lady in Ukraine, not this one in the picture, she with tears and almost grinding her teeth with anger and frustration, said to me, "God's not interested."
有一位乌克兰的一个女士，她说不是这一个，但她在那个当时就跟她说，就是。流着眼泪，然后咬牙切齿，非常难过的去，伤痛的去跟他说 ，What did he say?
God's not interested. Surely,
神不感兴趣一点，神不关注我。
How can a loving God allow such evil, such suffering, and do nothing about it?
怎么有可能一个充满慈爱的神会允许这样的苦难发生，然后无所作为呢？
Well, I'll share today with you what I shared with this lady and a number of others, and I've developed a sermon from this story.
我跟大家分享的也是我当时跟这位女士的对话，然后我也是发展出今天的这一篇讲道，也跟很多人分享过。
I shared with her that evil and sin and suffering has already been dealt with by Jesus on the cross.
我跟他是这么说的，这个痛苦、罪恶这些死亡这些都已经被主耶稣在这个十字架上所解决了。
But the fullness of what Jesus has done will not be experienced by us just yet.
但是主耶稣所行的这些事情，这个全备完全性，我们现在目前还没有办法去就是完全的领受经历。
But the final solution to suffering, mourning, and death can actually be experienced in a small part now.
但是主耶稣的这个救赎的这个针对罪恶还有这个伤痛和死亡的这一个最终的一个解决方案，我们现在可以经历到一点点。
In the book of Revelation.
在启示录
A number of times it says that there will be one day no more tears, no more crying, no more suffering.
启示录里面也有提到，将来有一天我们不再有眼泪，不再有哀痛和死亡。
And these promises, there's so many of them. They're like a light that beams back from the future onto us.
这些神的应许就好像一道光一样，从未来来照射到我们今天我们身上。
And if we have the hope of the final resurrection, this light pierces our darkness now.
如果我们对未来的这一个拯救，我们有盼望的话，那这个光就可以反射到我们的身上。
And this light of the future hope, the future resurrection.
这个对未来的这个盼望，这个对未来的这一个复活。
It meets with the resurrection power of Jesus already working within us.
就使这个主耶稣的这个复活的大能已经在我们身上去工作了。
It is the claiming of this future victory of Jesus now that enables us, empowers us to overcome anger, fear, frustration.
就是对主耶稣的这一个未来的这一个即将要发生的这个应许，这个拯救的这一个我们这种盼望，可以帮助我们今天可以去有能力去克服，去战胜这一些对罪恶、死亡带来的这一些这些伤痛和这些这种烦恼。
That was a long sentence. Sorry. How did she go? Is that?
No longer than that.
And so we know that our sadness will turn to joy. We know that our mourning will turn to dancing one day.
所以我们知道我们的这一些这些悲伤会变成喜乐。有一天我们的这一些伤痛，这些难过的事情也会变成让我们翩翩起舞的。
And how is it that we can, without this future hope,Leave room for God's wrath. Leave room for God to do His work.
没有这个对未来的这一个盼望的话，我们怎么样有能力可以去留给神这个空间去做他的工作呢？
In Romans chapter 5, Paul says that this future hope doesn't disappoint us, he says, because the Holy Spirit has been poured out within us. This resurrection power through the Spirit is at work within us.To make the future hope believable.
在罗马书第五章里面，保罗也说到这一个未来的这个应许，就是让我们就是有这一个复活的这个大能，这个应许可以让我们今天就是更好的就是去经历去抓住这个应许，而有能力去战胜这一切生活中的这种问题。
I work a lot in mental health, and part of our ministry is trauma healing.
我在这个精神方面，就是心理方面的工作有很多，然后部分的工作就是去对于那些创伤后的这个治疗。
And it's well proven in psychology and secular science that if people lose hope, they die.
在心理学很多科学领域有证明，就是如果当人失去了这个盼望、这个希望的时候，他们就会死掉。
And if you can just give people a little bit of hope,
如果你可以给人只要一点点的这个希望，都非常有很大的能力。
Every religion has some kind of concept of hope.
每个不同的宗教都有一些不同概念的这种盼望。
Every secular worldview has some hope of the future and teaches that hope is important.
哪怕是这些世俗的一些教导，这些理念也会有关这个希望、盼望的这个教导，也说明了它非常的重要。
But every other version of hope than the Bible's hope leaves people ultimately empty and actually worse off.
但是这些不同版本的这些希望，就是除了圣经里面的希望以外，这些希望常常带给人是落空的。
But the Bible's version of hope gives us the truth that sin and death has been defeated, and Jesus is coming back very soon.
圣经的这一个关于盼望的这个教导是非常就是有确定的，就是告诉我们这个罪已经被战胜了，而且主耶稣也会再回来，这是非常确定的。
Now I can tell you when Jesus is coming back. Did you know that? Is this being recorded?
现在可以告诉你主耶稣什么时候回来，你们听到了吗？有没有被记好？有没有被那个录像？
I can tell you.
我可以告诉你。
You ready?
你准备好了吗？
He'll come back when he's ready.
他等他准备好，他就会回来了。
Sorry to disappoint you.
很抱歉让你们失望了。
Oh dear, I'm talking about hope, not disappointment. Sorry about that.
不好意思，我要说的是盼望，不是失望。
But let's give an example. The Apostle Paul and John, and especially in John 16, gives an example.
那我们来给一个例子，就是像使徒保罗还有约翰，特别在约翰福音十六章里面也有一个例子。
It's not an example that I can empathize with.
不是一个我可以去很强调的一个例子。
And most of the men here can't. Well, hopefully all of the men here can't.
希望大部分的男士或者是全部的男士也不可以。
But the example is given by John, Jesus, in fact, that a woman who's given birth to a child or knows what's going to happen, why does she go through that?
这个例子其实在约翰福音就是主耶稣给的一个例子，就是说这些待产的这些女士，她们都知道自己所要经历的是什么，但是为什么她们还要去做呢？
Now raise your hand, ladies, if you've given birth to more than one child.
如果在座的有生过超过两个孩子，超过一个孩子的，请可以举一下手吗？
Why did you go through it a second time? Why?
为什么你还要再来第二次呢？
Like the first time, you wouldn't have known what the experience was going to be like, but second time, why did you do it?
第一次你已经知道就是会经历就是有怎么样的经历了，你为什么还要再来一次呢？
Well, John says because you know that even though that is an incredibly excruciating, frustrating, difficult time that cannot be put into words.
虽然是要经历一些很难以形容的一些那种疼痛那种苦，但是就是没法用语言形容的。
You know that the outcome's going to be far greater and far more wonderful than the experience that you went through giving birth to that child, right?
但你同时知道 ，really， 你同时知道那个结果，就是最终的这个结果，孩子出生之后的这一个那种喜悦、那种开心、那种幸福，是远远大于你所经历的、遭受的这一个痛苦的。
Now, when Alison, my wife, gave birth to Emily, our youngest,
当她的太太 Alison 去生她的小女儿这个 Emily 的时候。
It was a really difficult birth, actually. It was really tough on her.
是一个非常艰难的一个产程对她来说。
But it was tough on me too.
对我来说也是很艰难的。
Because I kept asking, "When's it going to finish?" Because I'm so tired.
她也不停的在被问什么时候可以结束，她也很累。
I hadn't slept for 24 hours.
她在那里等了24个小时。
But I didn't dare tell her how I felt.
但我不敢告诉她我的感受。
I was going to get a slap for sure.
肯定要被一巴掌拍走。
But when I got through that, I thought to myself, what I went through was nothing in comparison.
但是当我经历完了以后，我告诉我自己，我所经历的这些不值一提。
I think see some of the men grinning with me.
我可以看到很多人在冲我眨眼睛。
But this is an example from the Bible. It's true because we know what the baby will look like.
这也是一个圣经上的一个例子，让我们也知道这个是真实的，因为我们知道小孩子出生下来会怎么样。
So really, what the Bible is saying here is that we're part of all of us, this collective body.In the birthing process of the new kingdom of God to be revealed.
所以圣经在这里说的就是，我们就好像这一个整体，这个一个大的这个身体里面，我们正在经历这个艰难的这个产程。
And this psalm is quite fascinating because the psalmist didn't really understand what we know.
这个诗篇的这个作者就是诗人，他们感到很惊讶，因为他们可能并不明白，就是我们现在知道的。
David had not experienced the resurrection power of Jesus and the final victory of God through Christ on the cross. He had no idea of what that would be like.
就好像大卫他当时还不知道这个主耶稣他在十字架上即将就是要成就的这一个救恩这种大能他那时候他们还没有经历到他还不知道会是怎么样。
But what is fascinating about this passage is that David gets a glimpse of the future hope.
但是让人很惊异的是当哪怕大卫他还没有经历过但是他也有了一点这个对未来的这个救恩的这个盼望一点亮光。
And like many of us, David laments evil. He begins the psalm with this depressive theme.
像我们很多人一样，大卫对于这种罪恶也是非常的，就是去那种哀恕，去埋怨这个罪恶的，是很厌恶的。
David empathizes with all of us when he says he's sick of seeing evil people do evil and get away with it.
大卫也是在他的这个诗篇里面也有去说到，这些诗人也有说到，就是很已经对这一种罪就是不断的发生，然后这些罪人就可以这么样子就逃脱了。他感到非常的不公平，也非常的就是厌恶。
In verse 3, it's almost like he's saying, we can all get a bit envious of evil people because they keep getting away with it. They get more wealthy, but the righteous get poorer.
第三节里面他也是说到就是他觉得非常的不公平就是为什么这些作恶的人他们就可以被这样子被放走甚至是可以变得更加有财富然后反而是遵行神话语的就是没有得到这种公正的这种回报。
And rather than being punished for it, they mock God and get away with it even more.
他们不仅没有被惩罚，他们就可以这样子被就这样子溜走了。
Verse 10 to 12, they increase in their wealth, he says.
对，在十二节里面也说到他们的财富甚至是增加了。
Verse 13 to 14, he's suggesting that well, it makes believers wonder if there is any point serving God after all.
十三、十四节也是让这个信徒也是在怀疑，究竟侍奉神的意义何在。
But then it says that David walks into God's sanctuary, into the temple.
然后就说到大卫他走进了神的圣所。
Where heaven and earth meet.
就是天与地交界的地方。
Where God comes down.
当神降临的时候。
And God speaks to His people.
当神去对他的子民说话的时候
，and He gets a totally different picture of what's going on.
他就得到了一个完全不同的一个画面。
And some scholars believe that David is actually having a vision of being in heaven, looking back.
有的学者指出说，大卫可能是得到了一个异象，去到了未来，然后回头看。
From the future where there is no more suffering, no more evil, all the evil people have been dealt with.
去到了一个未来是没有苦难和这个罪恶的，这些罪恶的已经被处理好了。
And he's looking back on the trajectory of the current world.
他就是从未来就是看回就是历史的现在的这个世界。
And we get this concept from verse 20, where he says, "They'll be like a dream when you wake up."
我们也在这个从十二节里面看到这个概念，就是像做一个梦醒过来一样。
They will be like a memory or a bad dream that lingers for a while, but they have no power to frighten, to control, and to have their hand over.Our thinking.
就好像做了一个噩梦，然后醒过来以后，虽然也是感到害怕的，但是已经不再有那一种控制你，就是去让你不断的那种战惊、恐惧，或者是苦恨的那一种感受了。
Of course, evil people will keep doing evil.
当然，那些恶人还是会继续的行恶。
Evil keeps doing what evil does, but God keeps doing what God does.
就罪恶还是在做罪恶该做的事情，神在做他做的事情。
Until evil will be finally dealt with.
直到这个罪恶被最终的去解决了。
But when viewed from God's temple, the place where heaven and earth meet, the future is revealed and we see a very, very different story unfolding.
当我们看到这一个神的这个天与地交际之处，就是未来的这一个一个景象的时候，我们就也知道这个就是有这个信心，看到神的这一个就是神怎么样会去处理这一些罪恶的事情。
The picture God paints through the scriptures of the new world is a world without sin, injustice, death.Forgiveness is not only going to be offered by God, but by all of God's people.
这个未来的这个，我们也知道，这个世界上就不再有这个苦难、哀痛、这些眼泪、死亡、悲伤，就是不只是神提供，就是他也是给我们所有的这个神的子民的。
And then David ends the psalm with the assurance that God'sContinually with him, he'll hold him by his right hand.
神也在诗篇那个大卫也在最后结束诗篇的时候，就是说到神的应许，他会一直扶持他的右手，就是会与他同在。
You guide me with your counsel, he says, and afterwards you'll receive me into glory.
他说在最后你会带领我进入到你的荣耀中。
And what he's saying is that even in our darkest of suffering.In the questions about why God allows evil and the innocent especially to suffer, with future hope held tight, God can walk us through that.
就哪怕我们现在正在这个黑暗苦难当中，就是在怀疑神为什么会允许这些苦难发生，甚至在这些无辜的人的这个身上。但是神已经给了我们这一个就是最终的这个盼望，也知道我们会走过这一切的。
But you know what? When we apply this truth that we learn from David to our current situation, it's even more beautiful and astonishing.
你知道吗？当我们可以去应用，就是神就像神应许大卫当时这样给他看到的这个对未来的这个盼望这种光的时候，我们如果当我们去应用的时候，我们可以彰显出来更美妙奇特的一个画面。
For David, the sanctuary, the temple was somewhere external. You had to go there, travel there to meet with God.
对于大卫来说，这一个至圣所，这个圣所就是一个要在外面的地方，你要去走出去，去到那个地方。
David had to go into the temple and at a special time of year where God would come down and speak.
大卫要在特定的指定的时间日期去到那个圣殿里面，然后等到神的降临，去跟他对他说话。
The place where heaven and earth meet now, the temple, is not made of stones and mortar, but of bones and flesh.
现在神的这个圣殿，就是天与地交际之处，已经不再是用这个石头或灰烬去制作的这个圣殿了。
Because friends, we are now the temple.
因为朋友们，我们现在就是这一个圣殿，我们就是这个至圣所。
Where heaven and earth meet, the place where God descends.In the Old Testament,
就是这个神降临的这个地方，就是在旧约里面所说的这一个圣所。
In the Old Testament temple, God would only come down and speak a few times a year to a few special people.
在旧约里面，这个神只会在一年就是指定的时间，可能就几次下来跟他指定的这一群人去说。
In these new temples, he's promised to always be within us and never leave us or forsake us.
在我们新的这个圣殿里面，神应许了会时常与我们同在，而且永不离弃我们。
And there are many examples of this teaching in the New Testament. In 1 Peter 2:5, it says that we are living stones built into temples.Of God to glorify Him by His Spirit.
就是彼得前书这个2:5里面也说到，我们就是这个活石，这个新的这个圣殿，就是我们就是这个 我们身体就是这个圣殿。
In 1 Corinthians 6:19, Paul says, "Did you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit?"
在哥林多前书六章十九节，保罗也说到，你不知道你的身体就是神的殿吗？
So Paul says that you must live as moral people, but there's actually another way to interpret that passage.
所以神说你们要生活要有道德，但是有另一个方式去解释这一句话。
He doesn't just mean live from away from the world's immoral kinds of behaviors. He's talking about live as people of joy, people of hope, people whose moral behavior reflects your hope on the future resurrection that your bodies now with the spirit reflect.
就是说这个我们现在神要我们过的生活并不是说我们要远离这个世界罪恶人群，而是说我们哪怕是在这个环境里面，我们也是可以活出那种喜乐，那种光，那一种就是神的盼望出来的。
It's hard to shorten passionate.
That's okay, I'll shorten it.
Thank you.And as I close, this is a picture of the one day when Jesus returns and all his people stand with him. Did you know that it says that we will judge the earth? Did you know that?
这个图像就是当那一天来临的时候，就是耶稣要审判大地的时候，你们知道那一天我们也要一同来审判。
Along with Jesus, we will rule as his people.
跟耶稣一起，我们也会来就是像统治这样子。
So let us now prepare for that wonderful time and live as people of hope.
所以让我们预备好这个未来即将要发生的这件美好的事情，也让我们可以去就是做神的这个去为主耶稣做好这个准备，这个门徒。
It is through the physical bodies of God's redeemed people.That our love and our witness,
是通过这个主耶稣他肉身上的这个救赎，让我们的这个爱和这一个
through our love and our witness,
通过我们的爱和我们的见证
that the world catches a glimpse of what this future hope is going to be now.
这个世界就可以掌握到，可以看到一点点这个未来的这个。拯救的这种光芒。
It's through our love and our life and our witness of resurrection power working within us.
也是通过我们的爱、我们的见证、我们的生命，让这一个复活的大能在我们的生命里面彰显出来。
That people will catch a glimpse of what the restored world is going to be.
人们也就可以从我们身上可以掌握到一点点，就是这个被复原、救赎了的这个修复了的世界会是怎么样的。
So my encouragement to you as I close is, regardless of what is going around us, the suffering, the evil, it is real and it is true.
我对大家最后想要的鼓励就是说，虽然不管这个世界周遭发生的。什么样的这一种苦难，这一种痛苦，这些都是真实的。
We weep with those who weep, we mourn with those who mourn.
我们与那些哀哭的同哭。
But we don't mourn like those who have no hope.
但我们不像那些没有盼望、没有指望的人那样子去哀哭。
When I was a little boy growing up in Indonesia, I remember.A really blood-curdling experience.
当我还是一个小孩子在印度尼西亚长大的时候，我有一个这样的一段经历印象。
The Dayak people where my parents were missionaries with, they were missionaries with the Dayak people of Borneo.
他的父母就是在那里做这个宣教士的。
But when somebody had died, especially a child,The women would gather and they would wail.
当一个人死了，在当地那个地方，他们有人死了的话，特别是小孩子，这些女性就会围在一起去，非常就是伤痛的那种去痛哭大哭。
And you knew by how they wailed that a child had died.
你知道他们怎么样的那种哭喊，就是知道小孩子死了。
And it was designed to be blood curdling and frightening and enduring. It would go on and on and on for days.
他们似乎是很享受那样的过程，就是不断的去不断的去那种哭那种喊叫那样子。
And when my parents evangelized this tribe and led them to Christ, they asked them why they did this.
当他就是他们去给这些，当他的父母去给这些人传福音的时候，然后也是问他们为什么需要这样子做。
And they said that it's designed to be so blood curdling, so emotionally depressing because.An innocent child has died, and there is no answer in the world to that.
他们觉得这样子的这个做，他们这样子的反应实际上是基于就是小孩子这么无辜的小孩子死掉，然后这个世界却给不出一个答案。
And when they heard the gospel of Jesus, and they knew that Jesus is the only answer, and the future hope for God's people is the only answer to this question.They actually stopped doing it.
当他们听到了主耶稣的这个救恩的消息之后，他们也知道了主的救赎就是对未来的这个唯一的盼望的时候，他们就不再这么去做了。
They still would weep, and but it wasn't this depressive, soul-crushing wail they once had. And they said, "We can't do that anymore because we do believe that there is death and hope and resurrection beyond the grave."
当他们听信了这个福音之后，他们虽然就是在有人死的时候还是会哭，但是就不是像先前那样子去那种就是毫无那种节制的去那种哭喊出来。
My question
因为他们已经知道就是这个对神的这个拯救，这个未来对未来的这个盼望了。
My question is, what is it that causes you to weep and wail when you see suffering?And we should. We should be sad. We should be grieved.
我的问题是，你当你遇到苦难、困难的时候，你哭喊的这个理由是什么？就是我们确实会有这个难过、哭、伤心、哭的时候。
But as we grieve with those who grieve, as we mourn with those who mourn, may we mourn and may we grieve.As people who can live as a future hope, foretaste of future hope now.
所以当我们去与这些哀伤的人同哀伤，与这些哭泣的人同哭泣的时候，我们也要就是让他们知道，我们有了这一个对未来的这种盼望和应许。
You and I are the temples of the Holy Spirit.
你和我就是这个圣灵的殿。
Our bodies are the places where heaven and earth meet.
我们的身体就是天与地的这个神的同在的圣所。
Our bodies are the places where heaven has come down and indwelt us through Jesus by His Spirit.
我们的身体就是神他降临，就是神降临的地方，就通过主耶稣他的这一个救赎可以就。
We are the light. We are the foretaste of that future hope now.
我们就是这一个光，就是对未来的这一个盼望的一个预先品尝到的这一个这个盼望。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, let me pray for you.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, as we look around at this ugly, frightening world that we're walking into for another year.
主啊，当我们回看我们看到这个丑陋的这个罪充满罪恶的这个世界，当我们又进入了新的一年的时候。
Lord, we're afraid.
主啊，我们是害怕的。
Lord, we're afraid for the innocent, for the women, the children, the elderly, those who have little to no options.
我们害怕那些无辜的这些孩子、妇女或者是老年人，他们、所掌握的很少。
Lord, as we reflect on our role in being lights in this new year for you.
主啊，当我们去成为这个光，去彰显你的光的时候，在新的一年。
Lord, help us to hear what you hear, see what you see.
主啊，帮助我们去听你所听的，去看见你所看见的。
Help us to love those you love, though touch those you touch.
去爱那些你所爱的，去抚摸那些你所抚摸的。
Help us to wake every day believing and drawing on the resurrection power of Jesus that works within us.
让我们去、用抓住紧紧的抓住主耶稣的这个救恩的应许，去过我们每一天的生活。
May Lord, we live as foretastes of the future hope of that resurrection now.
让我们的生活可以表现出，就是我们可以品尝到你未来的这一个、救赎。让我们今天的生活就可以活出来。
We pray all these things in the mighty name of Jesus.
我们侍奉主耶稣大能的名祷告。
You're on your throne. Amen.
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 Thank you again. Thank you.
Thank you.